STORMI Praetor 1887. Today is 6/3. 37-year-old woman comes in today complaining of stomach ache, body aches, low grade temperature, couldn't sleep last night because of chills, diarrhea, nausea, and sharp pains all over her body and in her stomach. This is a 37-year-old woman, works for the state, is hypertensive, not taking her lisinopril, which we already discussed, comes in with above-mentioned symptoms since Saturday, period. Knee paragraph, she has no fever today, no nausea, no vomiting, but has had some nausea and has had some diarrhea, period. Knee paragraph, patient has had numerous colonoscopies in the past for diverticulosis. This appears to be another bout of diverticulitis. She tells me she's not having a fever. There's no sign of abscess formation. And she would like to be off work and receive antibiotics today, period. Medical problems, hypertension, GERD, history of DVT, anxiety, depression. Social, she smokes, she does drink. Last period, 2017, status post hysterectomy. She vapes, is not married, has three children, has a boyfriend. Surgery, partial hysterectomy, medication, lisinopril, she's not taking, family history, hypertension, COVID immunization, non-allergy, Wellbutrin. 165 pounds, no significant change from before. 100%, 98, 16, 68, 150 over 104, heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft. There's generalized tenderness noted mainly in the left lower quadrant, but no other tenderness noted, no rebound, no rigidity, definitely not a surgical abdomen. Neurological non-focal skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema. Assessment number one, hypertension, resume lisinopril 20 milligram. Number two, most likely diverticulitis. We'll treat with rosiflunogram now. Next number is Cipro, 500 twice a day. Next number is Flagyl, 250 twice a day. Next number is do not drink alcohol with this medication in big letters. Next number is findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next number is if it doesn't get better or gets worse, must go to the emergency room for evaluation. Next number, she knows that diverticular abscess is the real possibility, especially with her significant history of diverticulitis. Next number, status post hysterectomy. Next number, hypertension. Next number, non-compliance. Next number, diarrhea. Next number, nausea. Next number, no vomiting. Next number, not febrile. Next number, no sign of diverticular abscess. Next number, definitely does not have a surgical abdomen. Thank you.